If you're a parent who wants to learn tools, tips, and strategies to become a better parent and to teach your kids life skills and connect with them on a deeper level, then you've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Kate Godfrey, and welcome to the Authenticate podcast, where we'll discuss all things parenting, from boundaries to boredom, discipline to disrespect, and pretty much everything in between. I'm excited to support, encourage, and challenge you no matter where you are in your parenting journey and share mine with you along the way. Let's get started. Hey friends, welcome back. Today's episode is going to be a super short episode because if you are listening the week before Christmas, I know it's a crazy week. So I know a lot of people don't have a lot of time to stop and listen to a podcast episode. So this is going to be short, sweet, and to the point, and hopefully give you some helpful and very practical tips to help you stop the madness. I'm going to give you four ways that you can avoid yelling at your kids. And these are super practical. And even for parents who are seasoned parents, they've been doing this for years, we can all yell at our kids at any time, right? In any moment, we can be caught off guard, triggered by something they said, they did. Maybe we're just not feeling our A game or feeling our best that day, that particular moment, and we snap and we yell. And then, of course, we regret it. Maybe we said something we don't mean, and then we have to go and apologize, which are all great things to do because we are going to mess up. We are going to yell at our kids. We are not perfect human beings. And even if we know all the things to do, sometimes we just don't do them for whatever reason. But if this is something that's new for you, if this is something that you have been struggling with, yelling at your kids, you're just constantly losing it on them and you don't want to keep losing it on them, and you want to know how to stop and want to start putting some practical strategies in place in order to stop, I've got you today. So let's dive in. Let's get started on this. So first thing, whether your child triggers you or whether you have been feeling exhausted, tired, well, same thing, right? Overwhelmed, you're angry, whatever it is, annoyed. Before you say a word, count to 5 or 10 or 20, however many seconds it takes you to count, get to whatever you need to calm and ground yourself. So before you say anything, before you do anything, just stop. Take some deep breaths, calm yourself, ground yourself. Then when you feel calm, then you can go to your child. You can be very calm. You can be very clear. You can be very firm about what you want them to do. So if this is a situation in which they are not listening to you and you have repeated yourself 10, 20, 30, 100, 1,000 times and you are about to snap, go to them and be calm after you've calmed yourself down. And you know, even jumping back to step one, if you need to remove yourself from the situation and take a breather away from your kids because you know you're about to lose it, then do that. There's no shame in that. But go to your kids, be very calm, be very clear, be very firm about you what you want them to do. Then have them repeat what you've said so you know that they've heard you. They can't say, oh, I didn't hear what you said. They can't use that as an excuse because they have repeated it directly to you. Now, sometimes my own kids, they repeat it and then they continue to sit there. And then I have to say it again, which is very annoying and can be very frustrating. But that's where that firmness comes in. And this is something we can all practice over and over. So they've repeated it to you. You know they've heard you. Then follow up with an when-then statement or an if-then statement. And I think I've shared this before on the podcast. I definitely know I've shared it before on some reels. But an example of this is when you unload the dishwasher, then you can play video games. If you walk the dog, then you can insert whatever it is that motivates your child. And this, of course, is obviously going to depend on the age of your child. But when, then, and if, then statements work like a charm. It makes it really clear. It's cut and dry. When you do this, then this gets to happen. If you do this, then this gets to happen. It's a choice that they are making. So they're either going to do it or they're not. And guess what? Sometimes in those moments, unless this is like something, which I mean, nothing is really ever, you know, that critical of a thing. If they choose not to do it, then you're going to move into step 4. You're going to let your kids know that if what you've asked isn't done or listened to, there will be an age-appropriate consequence that will follow. And make sure before you do this that you've come up with some age-appropriate consequences. If this is something you struggle with, the boundaries and the consequences, reach out to me. I can definitely help you with this, give you some ideas for your kids, their age, or their particular things that they're struggling through. But I want to make sure that you have age-appropriate consequences that you can put in place for your children. And then you actually have to do it. You can't just say it. You have to put the consequence in place if they choose not to listen. But again, you're simplifying this not only for your kids, but you're simplifying it for yourself. They're either going to do it or they're not. If they do it, great. They've listened to you. You're not upset. They're not upset. They've done what you asked them to do. Then they get to go do what they want to do. Everyone wins. Everyone's happy. If they don't do it, you still don't need to get upset because you've got that consequence in your back pocket. And by them choosing not to do it, they have then made the choice to have the consequence you said was coming. And you can let them know that consequence right up front if you want to. And again, age-appropriate consequence. Think about what motivates your children. What do they want to do? So if it's a consequence that's going to motivate them, that's something that you can take away. And you can be very clear about that. But make sure that you follow through with doing it. Because if you don't follow through, but you've said this, next time this happens and all the times after that, they're going to realize mom or dad is just saying it. They're not going to follow through, so I can continue doing what I want to do, and I don't have to listen to them. This is going to increase your frustration, your annoyance, your anger level, and then you're going to go back to yelling, which is what we are trying to avoid in these four steps. So make sure that the consequence is age appropriate. Make sure you're actually following through with it. So there's no need to get upset, right? This is a choice they're making or not making, just like it is your choice to yell or not yell. And your choice to not yell, and by making the choice to stay calm, stay grounded, take those deep breaths, take those seconds to calm down, remove yourself from the situation if needed, that is your choice. And then you move on with the other choices. It's your choice to stay calm. It's your choice to be clear with your kids. It's your choice to be firm with them. It's their choice whether or not they're going to listen. It's their choice whether or not they're going to have the consequence that you said they were going to have if they don't listen. So this is really cut and dry, makes it super simple for you and for them, and it works. I can tell you that it definitely works, but you have to make sure that you follow through. That's the key. And I'm talking to myself here because sometimes I don't even take my own advice, and then I'm wondering why I'm getting upset and frustrated. And I'm like, okay, Kate, you're telling parents all this and you're not taking your own advice. But hey, again, we're all going to screw up. We're not perfect, right? Parenting is an ever-evolving, ever-changing journey. So again, I said I would keep this short, so I hope this helped you out. Keep these four steps in mind. Write this down if you need to. Put it on your fridge. Put it in your phone. Whatever you need to do, do that. I hope this helped you. I hope it is practical for you. Again, reach out. If you're trying this at home and you're finding positive results, I'd love to know about it. And if you're struggling through a particular part, please reach out and let me know. I'd love to help you through that. If this episode was helpful to you, I'd love if you'd rate and review if you have not already. That is so important to me and is the lifeblood of all podcasters, so I can be heard by so many more parents that I would love to help. I hope you guys have a great week. Good luck wrapping all those gifts. Good luck buying the last few things that you need to wrap. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas if that is a holiday that you celebrate. I will be back next week with the next episode. But for now, take care. Have a beautiful week. Have a beautiful Christmas. And I will see you later. Bye.